The Nashville-based healthcare startup sees profit potential in helping mothers addicted to opioids. The company is trying to drive down the cost to care for drug-dependent babies, and they're starting in a state that has struggled more than almost anywhere else in the country, WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Tiffany Hall of Johnson City has been on both sides of the glass in the neonatal intensive care unit, first as a nurse.
I worked with the babies born into addiction. I knew what could happen. I knew what was going to happen.
When a mother's on heroin or even legally prescribed narcotics, her child can be born with a condition called neonatal abstinence syndrome. They cry uncontrollably. They shake. They scratch themselves. They're going through withdrawals from the drugs their mother is on, which is what happened with Hall.
So then, after losing my job in the NICU, I end up having two babies in the NICU with neonatal abstinence syndrome.
NAS usually means an expensive stay at the hospital, being closely monitored as the baby gets tiny doses of methadone. Justin Lanning, who's founded this company called 180 Health Partners, saw business potential.
A baby born with NAS on average in the nation costs about $66,000 in the first 4 months of life. A baby born without NAS in the first 4 months of life costs about $3,300. So there's your savings.
Insurance companies are the ones most interested in driving down costs, particularly state-subsidized programs like TennCare. That's who deals with the majority of NAS cases. If 180 Health Partners can keep a baby out of the NICU, they get a cut of the savings. The company has signed contracts to basically do whatever it takes to help a mother step down off pain pills or heroin, whether that means guiding her through detox center wait lists or just helping find a stable place to live. And Justin Lanning says his secret sauce may be the workforce. They're not social workers or counselors.
About 60 to 70% of our staff are mothers who have previously dealt with addiction.
I definitely attended a school of life.
Melanie McCarter of Knoxville had a stillborn child while she was abusing opioids. She's been sober for 4 years and hired as one of the company's first peer mentors. She sees the role as that of a sister or a coach.
Like, I'm going to tell you, praise you when you're doing something right. I'm going to love you no matter what, and I'm going to kick your butt if you're doing something wrong.
While the startup is highlighting its unorthodox hires, it also has some industry heavyweights. Its chairman is the longtime head of TennCare, Darren Gordon. Former Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist is on the company's board. The firm is starting its work in East Tennessee, where there's plenty of work to do. The number of drug-dependent babies continues to rise, despite a statewide focus on the issue. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.